Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ding!
Okay, hi, I'm Jim Henson's mother. Please sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 goddamn. Don't let my baby go hungry on the street. Sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com.
It took 3 hours for my mom to get that right. Today on The Sideshow, we've got an extended program for you. I'll play the entire phone conversation with my mother as she stumbles through trying to plug my goddamn website. She really has no idea what I do for a living.
You do your show, yeah.
Well, that's free. People get that on the free side.
I know, but I don't want to do that.
You have no idea.
I don't want to be on the show.
You have no idea what paying members get, do you?
No, I actually don't.
Do you know my middle name? As if that wasn't enough, we also play What's That Sound with my mother. What will she say this sounds like? Will she know that's the sound of a bald man being strangled by a woman's thighs? All signs point to no. No chance in hell. All of this plus much more on today's extended show. Sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. $5 a month or $50 a year.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, from a gang called Niggers with Attitude. When I'm called off, I gotta sawed off. Squeeze a trigger and bodies are hauled off. You two, boy, if you fuck with me, police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers, it's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble, mix them and cook them up in a pot like gumbo. Going off on a motherfucker like that with a gat that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth, ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing, with a crime record like Charles Manson. My AK 47 is a tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool.
Hey, freaks! It's Friday, June 20th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, drunk toddlers, Scooby-Doo porn, and puke TV. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson, this is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday show, ending the week with a great program. Any day we get a chance to feature my mom, it's going to be a great show. You know, I was Skyping with her today to record the phone call, and the second I hung up, I started getting phone calls or Skype calls from listeners, and usually I ignore them, because quite frankly, the last thing I want to do is talk to you people. Bitch at me about something. But I talked to Eric on Skype very briefly. He seems like a very nice guy. He's a listener. His girlfriend, Jessica, is a Sideshow member. And let me just say something, Jessica. If you are providing Eric with contraband Sideshow content, there will be hell to pay, Missy. He can sign up for an account just like everyone else. Boyfriend's a fucking freeloader, in my opinion. Anyways, of course, the second I started talking to him, he had to bitch about something. He doesn't like it when underage listeners call in and announce that they're underage. Hey, this is an adult podcast. There should be no one underage listening. That's Eric's stance. Now, he was on his webcam. I don't know why. I think he wanted to jerk off or something. I wasn't having any of it, though. And the audio is kind of shitty, so I did capture one portion of our conversation. So, I'm guessing you're not an underage listener.
I'm 20 fucking 8, and I'm going to be 29 in, like, a week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No. You have nothing to apologize for.
You have some very delicate features. You're like you look very young.
Yeah, I do look young. It's called shaving.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that term, no. First of all, he did kind of look like a 15-year-old, and that's not a bad thing. You know, in 10, 20 years, you're going to be thanking God for that crystal clear, smooth porcelain skin. I'm 28 years old, and I already have gray hair, crow's feet, all sorts of other animal-named problems. I have eagle's cock. And to be honest, most of my listeners that I've seen kind of look like homeless people. Wild, nappy hair, missing teeth, scruffy, unkempt beard. And those are the lady listeners. Anyways, like I said, Eric seemed like a nice guy, so hi to Eric and his girlfriend Jessica. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a couple things to go over with you guys. Have you heard of the long and short list? It's on heavy metal website MetalSludge.com. I think that used to be a real, actual, like, paper magazine as well for a while. Heavy metal has recently hit some hard times, I think. It's not as popular as it once was, like in the 80s or something. Anyways, the long and short list is compiled by some groupie whore who slept with a gazillion band members. And she and her friends rate rock stars' cocks. And in many cases, their whole lovemaking experience. I've got a few examples here for you, and I'll put a link to this on the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. All right, you guys know the band Everclear, right? The lead singer's name is Art. Yeah, that's them in the background there. Art has an 8-inch cock. He's loud and practically rabid for eating pussy and rimming. He loves his balls sucked, is a great kisser, and enjoys his encounter in odd, semi-public areas. Then things kind of go downhill here. He's not fond of condoms, and sometimes his cock isn't fully hard, which might have something to do with him being a former drug addict. Watch out for this one, he's unclean. Either he doesn't wash the crotch area often, or has a serious problem. Smells very dirty. Gross. Who else is on the list here that's funny? Oh, Glenn Danzig from Danzig. If you wanna bang hands with me, mother. That guy, he had one hit, I guess. That's all I remember him for. The bottom line is his cock is just like him, short. You probably don't know the name Jack Russell, but he's in the band Great White, who had that hit Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Mushroom Cap, and that's it. Once bitten, and it never grew back. Axl Rose only has an average size dick, but above average size balls. He also had one of his famous models take a dump in a kitty litter box. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails fame, on a scale of 1 to 10, Trent is an 8. Average size dick, but a good fuck. He'll fuck you like an animal. He loves dildos, candles, hot wax, blindfolds. Sounds like a great time. Reb from Winger. He will tell you he's married, but he'll still pursue you. If you play with his dirty onion ring, he'll worship you. Dirty onion ring. Average all around, shows respect, doesn't seem to be too much the player. He likes him young, though. And surprise, surprise, look at this. My very favorite artist, Butch Walker, has made it onto the list. Reports have it that Butch has a slightly below-average dick. Oh, Butch. And likes to have sex in public places! ! He loves to receive oral, what guy doesn't, as well as give it, and is an intense sweet talker. Doesn't like to use condoms, though, and he does like to give compliments during sex and will keep in touch afterwards. He has a huge ego now, but he still loves to flirt. Claims to be loyal to his girlfriend. There you go, that's just some of the artists on the long and short list. I will put a link on the show notes today so you can see if your favorite artist is on there. I came across a bizarre sex term that I thought was kind of funny. It's called the cheese Danish. This is where you are having sex with a girl, you pull out, and you jizz in her ear, and it looks like a cheese Danish. There you go, new bizarre sex term for you. Got some messages from UK listeners. Both Richard and Chris emailed me. They both sent me a link to Channel 4's website over there in the UK. That's where Big Brother is being produced, featuring the big fat Asian woman who loves cookies. We played that on yesterday's show, and I thought it was a one-time thing, right? She was hungry, she wanted cookies. Even on her intro video at the very beginning of the Big Brother series, she can't stop talking about these fucking cookies.
I love my cookie, but I have to have it slowly and enjoy every minute of it.
Sadika!
I'm from Bangkok, Thailand. I grow up, born, grow up there. I come from a good family, not a ping pong cho family. My mother not a
What the hell's a ping pong cho family?
Mother not a prostitute.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, I really want to be the first Thai person in the Big Brother house. Very much. Every party I go, people always think I'm on drug. Because I just love my music. I can dance from the start until stop.
Come and have some.
All night.
Well, that's it. She's retarded. I mean, it's crystal clear at this point.
And the syrup is filled with sugar, that's why, isn't it?
Yes.
I think everything happened for the reason, and I really believe in karma. So I really think if you believe in what you do, good, think good, speak good, think yes. good happen to you. Would you like one?
She's talking about the cookie again.
No.
Thank you.
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, I got three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Cincinnati. Was porn shown at daycare? Dun, dun, dun. Who the fuck cares? Daycare's for what, three-year-olds? Babies don't know what sex means, and they couldn't care less. All they see is movement. They get the same effect from those fucking things that hang from their cribs, those mobiles or whatever. Little dancing, glittery things moving around. You know, the parents are gonna blow this whole thing out of proportion. Do you like how I'm taking the side of the daycare workers who are watching porn on the job? That's the DB difference. Ting! You've ruined my baby for life! A foster parent who runs a daycare center, largely to low-income families, is under investigation for allegedly showing porn to a 10-year-old boy at the center. Okay, well, he was 10. Day Adventures, owned by Charles V. Day, remained open this week, even as Hamilton County Job and Family Services notified Day that they would stop paying him for 76 children who are eligible for subsidized care. Police opened an investigation into Day after the boy's mother reported that her son said he had been shown computer images of adults and cartoon characters such as Scooby-Doo and Shaggy having sex. Son, do you remember the man who touched your private area? Yes, it was Old Man Charles of the Rundown Daycare Center. Day, a former Lifeway for Youth foster parent who is now licensed through the network NECCO, has had foster care placements from both Hamilton and Butler counties over the years. He could not be reached for comment Wednesday. A Hamilton County foster child died in May 2007 after he jumped from Day's family van onto Interstate 275 on the way to church. Poor little guy was trying to break free. The detective said, even though this guy is a total freak, the allegations aren't molestation. There's a difference between if they could potentially be molested or beaten to death in relation to did a child glimpse something on a computer that he shouldn't have. Wow, this just isn't Charles Day's day, is it? State records show that Day Adventures fared poorly on a state inspection this month. Probably had something to do with all the used sex toys on the floor. That's a choking hazard for babies. Okay, it's a choking hazard for anyone. Yes. Problems include being over capacity, water leaks in various rooms, and general filth. Including dirty toys, floors, diaper pails, and furniture, as well as piled up trash. The center, you know what, maybe you should spend a little less time surfing for Scooby-Doo porn and a little more time cleaning up the dirty diapers. The center was also cited because a staff member used inappropriate behavior in berating a child who did not clean the classroom after play. Sounds like a hellhole. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one. Maybe you thought reality TV had hit the lowest of lows when Fear Factor contestants devoured cockroaches, or when gold diggers paraded their wares in hopes of marrying a millionaire, or when Tila Tequila got a second shot at love with 10 guys and 10 girls. Well, those shows look like masterpiece theater compared to what's coming. Yes, there's a new television show called Hurl. That's right, as in puke. It sounds fantastic. Hurl is an eating and regurgitating competition in which contestants gorge themselves on everything from chicken pot pies to peanut butter sandwiches. Then they all get strapped into a spinning contraption, and whoever vomits last wins. Just further proof we have overextended our stay on this planet. It's all de-evolution from this point on. See, we hit the peak. I think we peaked maybe 30 or 40 years ago, and it's we're on a downward spiral at this point. Now, this show isn't going to be on one of the major networks. It's not like prime time, you know, material that NBC is going to be proudly as a Peacock showing, nor CBS or Fox. Fox probably bid on this show, no doubt, but they didn't get it. The cable channel G4 is going to be premiering Hurl on July 15th. Even 10 years ago, a show like this would totally be out of the question. There's no way it would ever get greenlit. Today, a little artful editing allows Puke to star in its own reality series. Quote, vomit on screen is covered by animated buckets with a 1-5 bucket rating system, said Dale Roy Robinson, who developed and executive produces Hurl with Tom Crean. Actually, the show has very little to do with vomit, really. The show is called Hurl, and everything to do with competition and camaraderie. It's like a college dare, all grown up into its own TV show. It's nothing different from what fraternity boys do. Crean added, it's more wholesome and uplifting than any dating show you'd care to make. Well, he might have a point there. Like I said, if you want to check it out, it premieres July 15th on the G4 channel. Final story we have for you today. It comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A 24-year-old Jacksonville woman is facing felony child neglect charges Thursday after police say neighbors found her 2-year-old son wandering in the street wearing a soiled diaper carrying a beer bottle. That's how many of my listeners find me. Jessica Nicole Hughes was arrested when she returned home after being contacted by police. She was described as extremely intoxicated at the time of her arrest. She was probably out having a good time, celebrating the birth of her baby. With her baby. Yes, authorities called Jackson Beach Fire and Rescue to check on the little boy, who was bleeding from a piece of broken glass in his foot.
Don't worry, Mom, I can't feel a thing! Thank you so much for the Jim Beam! Woo! Gaga Google! I just puked in my mouth! Best party ever! This totally beats Nick Jr.
Despite the fact the baby was carrying around a beer bottle and stumbling around pieces of broken glass, it didn't appear the child had ingested any alcohol, said Jackson Beach Sergeant Thomas Bingham. Police received a call at about 9 o'clock Wednesday night, quote, two neighbors calling us saying, hey, there's this 2-year-old child walking around with a soiled diaper, glasses in the bottom of his foot, walking around with a beer bottle. According to police, the boy's mother, Jessica Hughes, said she dropped the child off at their apartment where her fiancé was napping. Then she went out. Mother of the year. The soon-to-be stepdad told First Coast News, little Caleb did what most 2-year-olds do. He explored. He has toys. He loves to climb. And you know, kids love to climb, said Michael Edenfield. He climbed up, unlocked the door, and the next thing you know, he was out of here. What the hell was I supposed to do? I was sleeping. You can't blame me for that. He's got a firm grasp on parenting. And to top it all off, he's pissed that the woman got arrested. It means now that I can't work until I find a babysitter. And I don't have a babysitter. So now that puts me behind on my rent. All my bills are going to get behind. This fucking child. All right, he didn't say this fucking child, but he was thinking it. If convicted on third-degree felony charges, Hughes could be jailed for up to 5 years. Hughes is being held in the county jail on $5,000 bond. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies, yeah?
Tim, I have a question.
Yes?
Is the name Lando Calrissian racist? Lando Calrissian.
I'm going to go with yes on that one.
Hey, Tim, new DD listener here. And I'm also a new member of the Sideshow.
Oh.
I got a freak greeting that I'd like to share. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's the Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good? And then the response is, because I'm black?
Oh, I understand what he's saying. Yes, yesterday on the program, someone called in and said, how can we freaks, you know, have like a greeting towards one another? Like, how would I greet another freak? I could say, like, I would ask you, like, hey, Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good? And then you would respond, because I'm black. Very good.
Hey, Tim, I have an idea to get a bunch more underage listeners signed up for the Sideshow.
Okay.
There are all these people who want to donate more money to you.
Yes.
And I understand why. You put on an awesome show.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. But why not have them just sign up for an extra Sideshow membership and then hand those out as a sponsorship?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We could do something like that, I think. Gifting a Sideshow membership is a little more difficult with my software just because, you know, it's all pretty much automated. You sign up through your PayPal account. That's your username, is your PayPal email account. So there's like going to be an extra step where you're going to have to like email me and let me know who you want the account set up for. And I think we should do that, but only if you're going to do like a $50 yearly membership. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Thank you so much, everyone who was helping me figure out what to do with my email account. I have it all set up now through Gmail. It's wonderful. Everything's clean. Let me just show you. Let me just log into my email account here and show you how many messages are in my inbox that are unread. Type in my password here. Jagu for you. I shouldn't have given that out, huh? Look at this. 5 unread messages. That's it. Not 22,000. I've got 367 unread, but a lot of that is spam and in my junk mail folder, which I'll just, you know, delete. So yes, it's very great. I have a whole, I have a folder just for my voicemails. They're automatically sent to a voicemail folder. All my Sideshow subscriptions sent to a different folder. It's all very clean, and hopefully now I won't miss anyone's email. So thank you, everyone, for helping me out there.
Hello, Timmy. This is Stacy from Maryland. I'm kind of depressed right now.
Oh, no.
Visiting Corey's website, and he has something on there about Wesley Willis. And Wesley used to come into Kinko's all the time in Wyoming. They were filming a documentary about him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He used to like to draw me pictures, but I always had to laminate them, so I have several pictures that he drew for me.
Did he die or
and
something?
And I was Googling him, and I found out that he died, and I was really, really sad. He died of leukemia in 2003, which was probably about, I guess, a year and a half after I met him.
Oh.
So I'm kind of sad.
It's still been 5 years, so.
Sad, and I just wanted to call.
We didn't really get it. We didn't really play Wesley Willis on Distorted View, I don't think. But I'm sure a lot of you guys know of him, though. So,
hey, Tim, this is Isaac from California.
Whatever.
I know it's been a long time since you heard from me. That's because, as you know, I go to boarding school. And I haven't listened to your show in, like 8 months.
I don't know you. Who are you?
It's been difficult. It's been emotionally stressful, but also mentally healthy.
Oh.
I just wanted to tell you a funny story about you. Because my friends and I are trying to get around the proxy at our school so we could, you know, watch porn, but also so I could listen to your show. And so I was downloading a few episodes because we found out how to get around it. And the computer Nazi calls us into our office, and she talks to us about not getting around the proxy and threatens us with taking away our computer. But the only person whose computer she took away was mine. Specifically because of your show. So, thanks a lot.
So, porn now is worse than Distorted View? Come on.
Also, I've been down for so long, I don't know what this Jagu thing is. Can you next explain it to me, please?
No.
And
no!
If you could also play that clip of the guy jerking off who sounds like he's on fire, that'd be awesome.
I'll see if I can find that one for you.
Hey, Tim. This is an underage listener from Colorado, and I was listening to your June 19th show. And
email program is still open,
and
it's making all sorts of noises. Hold on here. What were you saying now?
June 19th show, and I just wanted to call in and say something about the Juggalos that you were talking about.
Right.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded. That's all. All right.
Well, thank you for adding that. I've been getting a lot of emails about that. Most people share your sentiment.
Hey, Tim. I was listening to last Friday's show, and it took me a while, but after looking through my anime archive, I finally figured out that Baka means stupid. So maybe you could point that out on the show.
Thank you for doing a little bit of research into your anime collection.
Hey, Tim. Just had some comments on ICP real quick.
Okay.
I'm okay with ICP fans, especially if they wear the t-shirts or put stickers on their car.
Okay.
Because it saves me time in not having to bother to get to know them. Where
oh,
it's just
I
like,
see.
Oh, you're an ICP fan? Great. I don't have to waste my time talking to you. So there can be a silver lining on the cloud. Which is possibly the worst band of all time. Top 10. Awful. So anyway, I just thought you might appreciate that.
I do. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. This is Luke from Luke and Posey.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that I'm so happy.
You've been listening for a long time, haven't you, sir?
That you enjoyed the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous. that has been one of my guilty pleasures for so long, and I just have never been able to speak of it.
Because the fucking cover of the DVD is all pink and it's all about pageants or whatever. But
I'm not.
So yeah, on the surface, it does seem like a very faggy film.
Because I'm not a careless fairy myself.
Right.
I'm a very manly man.
Of course you are.
You know, hairy chest, huge balls, the whole bit.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yet I still recommend this movie about a beauty pageant.
Isn't that weird? My friends had to beg me to watch this movie.
Reverend John from New Jersey, spreading the distortion on U.S. currency. Three quick
nice.
Things. The other day when that girl said "bagak" in the video, that's actually Japanese for "wing" was on South Park. Good way to spread the distortion. I think we need to create a CD that everybody can burn that has like all the basic stuff from Distorted View. The Jagoo video.
And you just gotta burn, 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 burn. Thank you, Alex Jones, for that. That's a good idea. I think we should come up with something. And maybe I can even produce the MP3 and then you just download it, burn it to a CD as an audio, and then be done with it. I don't know.
Hey, Tim, it's Bob from Alberta, Canada.
What should be on the CD? That's a question I could throw out to you guys.
Hey, Tim, it's Bob from Alberta, Canada.
Sure.
I just had a comment I wanted to make. I've been thinking a lot about this for a while. And I've been a Sideshow member for a long time, and now I know what you were talking about when you said you were going to do video cast. But before I knew, I thought when you said that, you meant that you would be videotaping yourself doing the show.
Well,
I've found out now that's not the case, but would you ever consider doing that? I think that would be hilarious if you could do a whole show.
Yeah, I want to. That's something that I definitely want to do, and, even if it's not just me doing the show, maybe like a special video cast version of the show where I could feature, at the beginning some funny video clips that might not be have the greatest audio but are funny visually, and then go into, the news type of thing. I don't know. I've been thinking about that, but yeah, it is something I do want to do. And a while ago, I used to produce more videos with me in it. Lately, I haven't been doing that, but I would like to get back into that, so look forward to that. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Watch, guys, to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, I hope I'm not from a Ping Pang Cho family. Vote for us at Podcast Alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. We'll see you back on Monday. Until then, bye!